T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online early, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you're on your way to the Apple Harvest in Southington for the fritters, I understand. But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. So what do we got for news here? One of the things that I'm so excited about, I found this out thanks to a customer of ours, is that there are competing broadbands out there finally. And the one I want you guys to take a look at is called Whip City. It's a fiber service, which is going to be 1,000 megabits up and 1,000 megabits down.
That's a gigabit.
Correct. I use the 1,000 because it's just, you know, big. If I said 1 gigabit, people, what's a gigabit? What you have now, most likely in your home, if you're lucky, is 50 to 60 megabits. That's fast.
I've got 25.
Yeah, so you're still in the old days here, Bob. But you're happy.
I'm happy. Yeah, I don't have any problems.
You're not having any problems. So 25 megabits. So think of it, 25 megabits. Now the bandwidth will be 1,000 megabits for Whip City. The reason I bring this up is, A, it's a competitor to Cox, Comcast, and the big boys. But here's the real reason. The price. If you are able to get Whip City in your area, which is limited, I'll explain that in a minute, you can pay $69 a month for 1,000 megabits of speed. Now, that is a game changer, finally.
That's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, and we need more of this. We need to break up the monopolies that are Cox, Comcast, and these big broadband companies. Now, the Whip City is an electric company. Municipal electricity, like Wallingford has. The folks in Wallingford enjoy the lowest electricity rates in the state. That town is amazing as far as what they've been able to do. And you know my opinion on government and its abilities in general, probably over the many years of listening to the show. So when it comes to what, you know, having a municipal entity offer broadband, it may not be the most reliable. Who knows? We hope it'll work really well, but the price is right.
But this is fiber, too.
Fiber,
which,
right,
I believe is more reliable than other means of communication.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
of course,
yeah.
You know, Comcast, Cox, and all those, they're running over fiber until the last mile anyway.
Right, then they go back to copper again. Right. So in this case, for business use, Whip City offers the same gigabits up and down, 1,000 megabits, for $89. $89 a month to business for 1,000 megabit speeds is awesome. It tells you two things. It tells you, one, your current internet provider is ripping us all off. Okay? Ripping us off up to just ripping, gouging. It's almost like it's a hurricane and there's no water. They are charging us way too much for broadband if a place like Whip City can give you 1,000 megabits for a business for $89. Period. And two, we need to get more of this happening in Connecticut, right? This is in Massachusetts. I'll put a link up to Whip City. You can take a look for yourself. you're going to be drooling, but you're not in the area. I think it's in the Westfield area.
I was impressed.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, it's an awesome thing. Now, there's not a real big barrier to entry. It has to do with the ability to be on poles. So guys like in Wallingford with their electric company, they know how to deal with poles. They've got their own poles. And you have to be some sort of power generator. We're going to try to get Whip City online with us and talk about it in the future, because I want to hear how you do it, Because if we can get more and more folks out there doing their own broadband, we will be able to finally crush the big guys, Cox, Comcast, AT&T, Frontier. There's only a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
If we're all broadband providers to ourselves,
well, the only choice we got now are bad and worse.
Right. Right. So this is very exciting. I mean, it's coming slowly. Now, obviously, in Connecticut, nothing gets done here well. There'll be some sort of legislative thing that makes this almost impossible because, you know, being revolutionary like we are, we like to hold everything back as much as possible here. But I would hope towns like Wallingford or any municipal entities could look at the Whip City example and look at a new way to bring revenue to your utility and bring a great service to your people, as long as you do a good job. I'm hoping you're going to do a good job. It's something that we really need to do to offer competition and bring that price down, because that's all we're missing here in Connecticut or anywhere is competition. The legislators work with their buddies and wall off everything else, so you can't bring in competition. Whip City's done it up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And we'll put a link up there for you. So, Bob, what did you have for news?
Okay. Let's get back to computers. Well,
what are you talking about? That
computers.
Was technology.
Yes, absolutely.
I wasn't talking about
talking specifically about.
What are you talking
Apple
about?
Computers.
Yep.
They're at risk from flawed updates.
Not Apple's.
Finds.
Really? Apple's are at risk?
Your Mac should be getting these patches automatically, but may not be. And that could spell trouble. And I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not bashing Mac. It's just a fact of life. Computers need updates to be secure.
Right.
And unfortunately, they need a lot of updates.
Mm-hmm.
This firmware, the software that runs it, the operating systems, they're all created by human beings who write code.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they have new things come along and they find flaws.
Right.
In the code. So they have to fix the flaws. And that's how that's what the updates do.
Right.
So if you're not getting your updates, the flaws aren't being fixed.
Right.
Somebody discovers it, and then the dark web, the black hats, they figure, I might be able to steal some money from some individual who's not patching, or some company
right.
that's not patching their computers.
Yeah.
And so there are a number of Apple computers that may not be getting the updates that they need.
Nearly 5% of them.
So they're saying in this article that you really need to be updated to the latest version
mm-hmm.
of their software. And we'll post a link to this.
The firmware, you mean.
This research was published by Duo Security on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw it all sorts of places. And I kept saying, oh, I'm not going to bring it up. Because when I saw it the first time, I was like, eh. They're going to think we're bashing Mac. And then I saw it again, and I saw it again, and I saw it again. I saw it in like 3 or 4 different news outlets about this issue. So it's an issue.
So out of more than 73,000 Macs reviewed by the researchers, 4.2% didn't have the version of firmware that they should have had.
Oh, okay.
4%. So I'm kind of trying to jump ahead to it says that according to an Apple insider, if an update failed and the firmware isn't up to date, users will be asked to send Apple a report.
Mm.
Affected computers will still be usable.
Of course.
So,
is there a way to get that update forced to be loaded?
Yes. Of course, you get these things. I'm looking for the version because it says it in the article, and I didn't underline it. So,
of the firmware you're looking for. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll put a link up there for you. Obviously, Apple users, many of you will ignore this because you think you're impervious to any kind of security issue, but you're not. Just take a look at this link, and if you have an affected machine, try to get that firmware up.
Do the update, please.
Yeah. Yeah, for your own good. Speaking of Apple, their latest phone came out, their latest little lighter, little thinner, a little faster, $800 Apple iPhone 8 came out. And I bring this up because they're just pretty much they're still not even caught up to my phone as far as Android's ability for wireless charging. They'll charge you $50 more just to have the ability to charge your phone fast. So wireless charging is now built into the iPhone 8. And just so you know, the charging started back in 2012, the wireless charging. With Nokia, and their Lumina 920 phone could do it. Most Androids can do it these days for the past few years, the higher-end phones. For some strange reason, Apple chose a 7.5-watt charging system, which means it's not as powerful. It's slower. Again, they like to say they're faster, lighter, better, but they're slower than most of the 10-watt wireless charging systems that are out by Android. Why? We have no idea. Other than possibly the cost. Now, this should bother you if you're an Apple fan. They wouldn't put the latest technology in there because of the cost, but they're willing to take $800+ from you. And they couldn't squeeze in some bigger components to get you that faster charging.
Well, if you want the faster charging, I'm guessing you got to wait for the iPhone X.
Maybe.
Which will be $1,000.
Right.
So it won't be the cheaper model.
Yeah. I'm looking to get my wife a new Motorola phone for $250. That'll rival anything out there from Apple.
Is it the one that's indestructible that you can drive over?
You can't drive over it, but it's shatterproof and all those fun things. And it's going to cost $250. She's due for an upgrade. She's had her old thing for 4 years. Or longer. But the point is, you know, the latest phone from Apple, of course, still doesn't really even keep up with some of the things that are out there through Android. And we'll see what happens with the Apple 8. Just the diehards will run out there and get it. And that's great. More power to you if you want it. But if you're not getting all the latest and greatest, even to compete with guys like us with the Androids, what are you really getting? I don't know. So we'll put a link up here for you as far as explaining that wireless charging differential. I still plug my phone in. I don't use the wireless charging because I can charge my phone 80% in 20 minutes. I've been able to do that for years. Okay, guys, if you want to do that with the iPhone 8, you can get with the iPhone 8, you can pay $50 more on top of your $800 for the charger, and it'll only get you 50% more in 20 minutes. So it's still slower. But it's faster, lighter, and whatever. We'll see. Screen's better. Oh, the cameras are better. Whatever. But it is what it is. I'll put it out here for you. Take a look at it for yourself. Anything else you want to bring up, Bob? Well, we have to go to a break. We'll step out for a quick break. We'll get back to more of your calls, and we'll talk about technology as well. We have three lines open on this Saturday morning. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and take a look at Whip City. That's coming, baby. I can't wait. Someday here in Connecticut. I mean, we wait for everything. Nothing comes here fast. But if this could happen, I think back to Colin McEnroe when he was on the show in WTIC talking about he'd do this bit that would crack me up from Arthur C. Marquardt, the king of steam, having to do with moving that steam power plant, which was in the way of the stadium that the Patriots were kind of pulling a bait and switch on us. And he would have this whole segment on Arthur C. Marquardt, King of Steam. And it was the funniest thing. But that company still exists in Hartford, and Hartford's bankrupt. Hey, come on, steam guys. Let's do some internet. Come on. Let's do some internet, man. You get all sorts of people. According to people complaining in Hartford, there's no broadband access in Hartford. You're the king of steam. Bring in some internet, man. Let's go. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We have one line open on this Saturday morning, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. Let's go on to Rick in Naugatuck first. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
I have a laptop. I'm running out of space on the hard drive. I have a software program called Get Folder Size. It just kind of monitors for me periodically. And
yeah.
I'm running out of – things are getting a little slow, and I really don't want to buy a new PC, so I'd like to put a larger hard drive in on it.
In the laptop?
I wondered, yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to know my ins and outs. I've never done that before, and what should I look out for?
All right. How old is the laptop?
About 7 years old.
Okay. So the reason I ask that is because some of the biases won't understand the geometry of the larger hard drives.
Okay.
So you have to make sure that you can find a drive that'll be supported by your drive controller inside that laptop. How big is the hard drive now?
Great question. I forget it.
That's okay.
I think it's 256 gig.
256? Is it just a traditional drive? It's not solid state being 7 years old.
No, it is an SSD.
It is an SSD?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? 7-year-old SSD?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
It'll be one of the early ones.
One of the early ones. I use a lot of, I do photography stuff with it.
Nice.
So forth, and it has a nice screen on it. So that's why I'd like to not get rid of this yet.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, we have to. You have to go and check to see what SSD drive that machine will support. Maybe a 500 will be supported. Maybe even larger ones, but they're going to be expensive. Well, not as expensive as it was 7 years ago, though. So you should be able to get it through committee.
7 years ago, that laptop might have been designed to hold two drives. I would check into that.
Really?
Because if it would hold two drives, you might be able to put a second drive into it and increase your capacity.
Okay. That'd be great.
How would I look to find out regarding, first off, whether it has the ability for two drives, and secondly, to research the information in terms of getting what appropriate hard drive to get? Like, is there a website?
Well, it's a Dell, you said. So you go to support.dell.com.
Oh, okay.
And then you should have a tag on there.
Put on your service tag number.
Right.
And that should bring you right to the page that has everything to do with that model laptop. Even though it's kind of old, 7 years, I think they still probably will have the data out there for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can read the manual.
They're going to try to, if there's anything, they'll try to sell you an updated service contract. Don't do that.
But you'll see if there's abilities to buy components, and you'll be able to read the manual to see if there's any extra slots like Bob is thinking, or maybe what optional drives. Now, the other problem you're going to have is the operating system. Do you have the disks?
I do not.
Okay, so it's probably running Windows 7, or did you upgrade it to 10?
No, it is running 7, and I do have a backup software that will clone the hard drive.
Oh, good. So you could do the clone and plop it on the new drive, whatever size you can get in there, and partition it out maybe, or just keep it as one big drive. Yeah, you're going to have the old drive in case something goes horribly wrong. You just pop the old one back in there, and you're back up in business.
Provided I'm not putting a second one in and keeping the first
one. Yeah, that'd be great. I hope that second one idea is available to you. If it is, that's the easiest thing to do. I wouldn't hold your breath.
Being that it's a Dell, it probably doesn't have that ability. Mm.
But it's worth checking. I mean, Bob's seen it before out there, so have I. So they do have slots out there for you, but we'll see. But most likely you're going to have to clone it, pop a new drive in there, and I would be surprised if it's going to be bigger than 500, double the size of what you have there. And that's still great for what you're trying to do. But don't spend too much. If you find yourself having to spend, because it's a Dell part or something specific, $300, $400 on a hard drive, then you should ask yourself, what's the point? Because there's something else that's going to go on that thing after 7 years. The motherboard's going to go, the video card's going to go, something else is going to go. And to invest too much money into a 7-year-old system, no matter how much you like it, it's a bad idea. So if it's like 200 and under, I guess maybe. Even that I wouldn't spend on a 7-year-old laptop because they just take a beating.
Well, at this point, you're basically working day to day.
Right.
I don't disagree, and that's part of the reason why I'm big on the backup. On that note, when I do, assuming I do go and clone this, I've never done it before, so is it just simply a walkthrough of, I'm going to clone my system over to my external hard drive, and then there's a... how do I then say, okay, now take my external hard drive, clone material, and throw it back onto my new hard drive on the laptop?
Well, that's actually the most important part of a backup is to know how to restore.
Yeah.
That's the most important part. Backing it up is great, but to know how to put it back is really where the rubber hits the road. So you'd have your image placed on that hard drive, and there will be instructions if you're using Acronis or what have you, to produce an area to plop it back onto the new drive. Go ahead, Bob.
I think the easiest way to do it is to download a utility. We've linked to it before in the past. Eesus has a drive cloning utility.
What's
copy.
It called? Eesus?
Eesus. Eesus.
Okay.
We actually use it at Tab.
Sure,
it's,
sure. It's free, probably.
And I've been using it for years. And what it'll do a bit-by-bit copy of the hard drive and extend it out. So it'll locate the old drive, which you can tell by the size. It'll locate the new size, and it'll ask you, do you want to copy this drive to, select the drive?
Right.
So, and what I would do is get a USB adapter. It's not that expensive.
Right.
And plug it in. It'll see both drives. You do the copy. then you know, it'll tell you to reboot. Basically, you don't need to reboot. You disconnect that drive,
right?
Pull the old drive out, put the new drive in, and boot it up.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that, Rick?
I think so. When he goes with USB, so I guess one of my confusing ones is I already have an external hard drive.
Well, he wants you to clone it to the new drive. You're going to convert that new internal drive into a USB drive. So skip the middleman. He wants you to convert it right to that drive.
Well, it'll save you a few hours of work.
Yeah, you're going to turn it into a USB. Hang on one sec. Can you hold over the news?
Of course.
All right, because we want to make sure you know what you're doing. Hang on.
Sure.
We'll try to help out Rick, Danny, and John. Hang on. One line open for you. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And if you're in Whip City's area out there in Westfield, let me know if you're going to be converting over to 1,000 megabit speeds for as low as $69 a month. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. One line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And if you're listening in Westfield, Mass., we're jealous. Because you're going to have access to 1,000 megabits of speed for $69 a month, thanks to Whip City.
Jump on it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go back to Rick and try to explain what the heck we were talking about there. You there, Rick?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what Bob was trying to explain was, when you find out what size drive you can put in that laptop, instead of doing your copy to a USB external drive you might already have, he wants you to take that drive that you just purchased and convert it into a temporary USB drive.
Oh, okay.
And do the backup to it, or that way your image is already ready to go. You don't have to do it twice, just do it once. We try to do everything as fast as we can when it comes to IT. We don't have time to mess around. And so Bob's skipping that middle backup piece, and then you just plop it in your machine, unconvert it from being a USB back, plop it in your laptop, and boot up under it. And if all goes well,
and there's instructions with the utility that explains how to do that.
We put a link up there for you. It's not free anymore, right, Bob?
No, it used to be free for the home version.
Yeah,
but now it's $19.90. But it's still well worth it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I guess my last related question with this, and it is related, and that is part of my resistance to wanting to get another an updated PC, and that is I'm a traditionalist, but I really like the desktop view of Windows 7, and I do not like the Windows 10 desktop view with the app concept. I think that computers have programs, not apps. My phone has an app. My computer has programs.
Sure.
It's just semantics, I know. But
no.
Point is, does Windows 10 have an option within it to convert it to an older view?
Yeah, you can download a utility that's free. That's called Classic Shell. We can put a link up to that as well.
It'll look like Windows 7.
Nice.
So, yes, nice. You can still be a Windows 7 person. As long as you want, Rick.
Awesome. I love it. If only my wife would know that. Okay.
All right,
gentlemen. Thanks an awful lot.
You got it. Good luck.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. So Rick's on his way. I did have to bring this up, too, that we as part of our news, but I was so excited about Whip City. Deloitte. They used to be Deloitte and Touche, but they're just called Deloitte now. One of the big four. We used to have big six, but didn't Anderson have a little issue? Well, whatever. But Deloitte, one of the big four providers of professional services having to deal with large companies. They would do all their cybersecurity audits for folks. You know, if you're a business out there, you get Deloitte in there to come in and do a cybersecurity audit. Well, they happen to put all sorts of stuff out there on the Microsoft Azure cloud, and it was not properly patched or secured. So they found that 244,000 staff members at Deloitte had all this information out there and is now exposed. Hey, thanks, guys. Now, the irony, obviously, is that Deloitte offers a cybersecurity audit and services to its customers, of which now their information is exposed on this Microsoft Azure cloud. I'll put a link up here for you. Take a look at it from Forbes. There's plenty of articles on this, but it's beyond embarrassing for a company who actually offers those cybersecurity audits. to actually... I would tell you guys to stop putting your stuff on the cloud, but you've heard me say that enough. Clearly, somebody is not paying attention. And I think everyone assumes that when you put it out on somebody else's cloud, somebody else is protecting it for you. But you can give, I can give you example after example after example after example that they're not. They assume you are. So both sides are assuming, and you know what that does, right, Bob?
Well, we won't get into that.
And here's what you end up with. Deloitte with all their stuff exposed. So I'll put a link up there for you guys to read that from Forbes. And it's got to stop. Come on, people. Maybe think twice before you stick it out in the cloud.
Well, if you do put stuff out in the cloud, maybe you should encrypt it first.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's get back to your calls here. We're going to go to our resident groupie, Danny. I can't believe he's got Wi-Fi issues again. Danny, you still there?
I fixed it.
Oh, good.
But I have other issues.
Oh. Did we help you with the fix?
Well, you know what I did? I went into my settings and stuff, and I just put in the password again.
Yeah.
And it reconnected.
Okay, so you lost your password.
Speaking of speed, I've got 144 megabits.
That's great.
We have DSL here.
Well, you're not getting 144 megabits for your internet speed. That's probably your connection to your Wi-Fi.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. Do a speed test. Go to Xfinity speed test.
Yeah.
And you'll see what your broadband speed is.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Since I've been using my new tablet a lot more, I decided to go to the little icon that says internet on my Galaxy.
All right.
And it says, you know, you've got to sign in and register and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hadn't done that, and I hit a little menu bar, and these things came down, and I tapped on AOL.
All right.
And now I can't get out of AOL.
Oh, boy.
I never signed in or anything. It's just I have AOL, and I've got all these, you know, options for mail search. I even have to join and sign in, which I never did, but I can't get out of AOL to register just to use, like, open free-range internet.
You should download Chrome from the Play Store.
Well, I know I have Chrome. I use Chrome all the time.
Oh, I'm not sure where you are, then, to cause this issue. You should be able to hit the little square on the bottom of the tablet. It'll bring up all the apps that you've somehow gotten into, and you can click clear. You can click clear all, and that'll get you all the apps that you've opened will close.
Okay, so that the AOL thing, because I went through the apps and I didn't see it. They're all listed alphabetically.
Then you don't have an app. Maybe you browse to it using an internal browser, but you just want to browse using the little beach ball, the Chrome browser.
Right, which is what I always do, but okay. I just thought for you know, alternatives, since Google, they talk about Google skews things so much. I thought I'd try the other internet.
Oh, you can still search differently. You can use the Chrome and then use Yahoo or Bing for other searches. And right. Yes, they do. Google does have, there are some articles that we consider bringing up where you can do searches under Google and not quite get the same things that you'd get with other searches. So, yes, they do skew things.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, a while ago I told you that there used to be pictures, if you put my name in and put images, there were pictures of me on the internet.
Yeah, that's so everybody has that.
And then all of a sudden they're all gone. Huh. Now, there used to be, if you put in my name, I have an unusual name, and my name used to be the first name that came up, and some information about me.
Yeah.
Now, that is, like, gone and back to the eighth page, and all the other things that used to be right behind me
are gone,
are still on the same page in the same order, but I'm back eight pages. Does that happen by accident?
It just happens based on more and more folks whose data is becoming searchable.
The algorithm that Google uses, for the most part, if you don't register and pay them, then it's based on how fresh your information is. So if you're constantly updating your information, you'll get higher to the top.
Right.
So if you just put it on there and you never change it,
you've been around the block a while.
You're
going to
be dropping.
Yeah, but this is like a 40-year-old article, and I never put it on there, or I never refreshed it or anything.
No, it's just there.
Yeah, it was just there.
If people should do that. They should Google their names and see what comes up. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I was surprised. I was getting my hair cut one day, and the girl, the lady in the place said, she goes, "Oh my God, is this you?" And
weird.
I was like, yeah.
So she searched your name. Your name is that unique.
I was getting a haircut by one of the other girls in the salon, and this article was there. And it had been there forever, and I always just, like, jokingly always used to look, and it was always, like, I felt famous. I was the first one that came up.
Yeah.
And now I'm not famous anymore.
I know, man. The internet just keeps on changing.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, you should definitely Google yourself to see where you stand.
It'll
freak you out. And if the images are not quite what you're looking for.
Well, the other thing, too, is there may be other people out there with the same name as you.
Oh, yeah. There are.
And you have to hope that none of them have a criminal record.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. So we're going to step out for a quick break, if I could say that. We have three lines wide open, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. Feel free to get online. The lines do usually jam up pretty soon as far as the 10 o'clock hour goes. So if you've had a need to get online, you can right now, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And if you're in Westfield, Mass., I know our signal reaches that way. It's a 50,000-watt news talk station. Take a look at Whip City. They're going to get you fiber for fiber speeds, 1,000 megabits for $69 a month. And if that doesn't tell you that our current ISPs are ripping us off like crazy, I don't know what does.
And if you have Whip City, call us and tell us what you think.
Are you enjoying it? I'm sure you are. Let's go to John in East Longmeadow. Hey, John.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You guys were talking a little bit earlier about the $800, $900 iPhones. I'm talking about the other end of the spectrum. I've got a Samsung smartphone. It's only got 8 gigabytes of internal memory, and I'm getting a message that there's not enough free memory to do the updates that it wants to do. And I was able to move some of the apps, but all of the other ones that are there, you know, I have a 32 gigabyte chip in there to do it. I could only move a few of the apps over, and I did something. I uninstalled one or two things. I was able to install some of the apps, some of the updates, but there's three or four that still need more memory than what I've made available. How do I make use of that 32 gigabyte external, chip?
Yeah, well, the key is there exactly. Like you said, you try to move it over and move it off. But you really can only do what you can do. And some of these apps want to sit on the primary, and some of them are movable. The removable chip really is designed for data, pictures, music, things that you might pop out and then pop into a different phone down the line. So if you can clean up more of your apps, 8 gigs is quite small. How old is this phone now?
We just bought it, 3-4 months ago. It's a prepaid, it's a Samsung J3, I think it is.
Yeah, it's pretty small. We got that. I think we got that for $1 for my son, for him to get on. We try to keep it as cheap as possible as well, so nobody's paying any real crazy money for phones, besides the crazy bill. That J model is kind of limited. All you can do is what you have been doing, which is eliminate as much apps as you can. I would clear your texting. Do anything you can to free up space, but there's no rhyme or reason necessarily to where you can place certain apps on the phone. And we can put a link up here to see if there's a tool you can use or a guide that you can try to use to affect that, but 8 gigs is pretty small.
I did some research, and I in a couple of places, it sounds kind of complicated to do, but there's a way of you got to get a faster chip. You put it in, take the 32 gigabyte one I have out, and put in a Form 10 or a 10 speed, or it's the fastest one available. And there's an app or something that costs $10, I guess it is, that will treat that external chip as part of the internal memory.
Okay, so then you're kind of hacking the phone a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounded kind of complicated to me, and I just want to know what.
I wouldn't do it personally because I want my phone to work.
Yeah, I understand.
And anytime you do any kind of hacking, you may have to, quote-unquote, jailbreak or modify the ability of the operating system to control you.
Yeah.
And that, If you're not a geek, I mean, we, you know, geeks might do exactly what you're saying, and they might just go ahead and hack it. But you don't want your phone to not work anymore after you've done this, and I'd be very cautious about that. So either you've got too many apps on there, John, you have to remove some.
I've tried doing that. Some of the there's a lot that are, that come with the with the Android system that won't go anywhere. You can't you can disable them, but you can't uninstall them.
No, I know. Yeah, it's a little limiting, and it's kind of the planned obsolescence of these systems. It happens in all brands and makes and models. There's certain limits, and then the updates can't occur. And this is an operating system update, right? You can't get beyond. You can't get.
I actually had this problem a couple of weeks ago for the operating system, and I was able to move and get rid of stuff in it. The operating system, but now these are like seven or eight different apps that want to be updated, and
there's no room.
No room for three of them. I did them one at a time instead of all at once, and you know, the single ones seem to work fine, and a couple of bigger ones that apparently don't have enough to download or whatever.
You just might have the wrong tool for the job, for what you're using it for, you know.
Okay, well, I guess maybe my wife might be in line for a
there you go.
New phone.
Don't tell her why she's getting one.
Well, she knows already.
Oh. All right. Well, yes, you have to be honest when you're dealing with the committee, but sometimes you say, hey, surprise.
around here, she's called officer in charge.
Yeah, I understand.
I can relate. Thank you.
All right, John.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. It is frustrating when it comes to these phones. I do the same thing. In my family, I encourage all of my sons and my wife and everybody to get and to hold their technology as long as they can and buy the least expensive technology, because that's the idea. You want a return on your investment. If you can stand right next to a guy with an Apple 10, and guess what? You can make a phone call. Oh, and guess what? You can use Facebook. Oh, and you can take a picture. And you can listen to music for a whole lot less, and you actually have more in your pocket. But you got to be careful if you buy something a little too small based on your usage. So those Samsung Jave version there, I've got a son who's a little cranky about that phone as well. But it only cost $1. And if I'm paying $40 a month for the darn connection, I'm not encouraging him to spend any more than $1 on a phone.
Well, if he wants a better phone, he can dish it out of his own.
He's a college student, so they don't have anything to dish out. They're just pure expense. But the point is, there are plenty of great phones out there. The one that I'm looking at for my wife is a Motorola G5 or something like that. Super high power, fast, $250. You pay for it once. And you're not paying that monthly cost to pay off the phone over a bunch of years. It has all the technology you'd ever want in a phone, but it's only $250. You can get it from Amazon, and it's open. It's an open chip, so you can use any carrier: Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T. That's the kind of thing that I think is the best way to go when it comes to leveraging technology. If you're not going to know the difference, why spend so much money? You know, that's kind of our job when it comes to what we do for our customers as well. So we're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning. Maybe you're all eating apple fritters in Southington, and that's great. But if you've ever wanted to get online, feel free to do so. We have lines are wide open. If you're in the Westfield area, I know we reach out there, and you've heard of Whip City, or you're thinking about going to Whip City Fiber, 1,000 megabits for $89 for business, or $69 for home. We have over 400 businesses that we support in our client base. This little shop in Westfield has the fastest and cheapest connection of all 400 plus businesses that we support because of Whip City Fiber. It's an amazing thing, and I cannot wait until it gets down here to Connecticut. Please come soon. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.